The secret to email is the sooner you could tell somebody it's for them and not for everybody else, the faster they're going to engage. And I think clubs miss the mark on that a lot.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of Private Club Radio, the industry source for news, trends, and conversations. I'm your host, Denny Corby. Whether you're new to the private club community, welcome. When we say private club, we mean country clubs, city clubs, golf clubs, yacht clubs, athletic clubs, military clubs, all the private clubs. If you're a veteran of the industry or already in it, welcome back. Glad you're all here. This episode, we are diving deeper into the marketing side of private clubs, but more specifically, email marketing. I have on a very known unknown person, as I call them. We have a good quick laugh, but the name might ring a bell with some of you. Others, he might be brand new. His name's Jay Schwendelson, and he is the brain behind SubjectLine.com. Has so much information and data, and just knows email marketing more than anyone else out there. So when he talks, people listen, and I got him to come on the show. And what makes this even better is he is a member of a club himself. So not only does he know the data and the information, but he knows how to make it relevant for us here specifically. So this is a rare chance we get to chat with him. So I'm happy to have him on. We are going to learn all about how to hit the sweet spot with your club's emails. Jay shares killer tips on crafting the most perfect subject lines that grab attention and how to avoid the spam filter when doing so also. It's a good quick chat. He's a fun dude, great person, wealth of knowledge. And before we get the show started, a quick word from some of our show partners. Concert Golf Partners is changing the game one club at a time. Since their inception in 2001, they've been on a mission to preserve and elevate private clubs, pouring capital into enhancements that matter. But what sets them apart? These aren't your run-of-the-mill operators. They are a dedicated team with a passion for enhancing the private club experience, both on and off the green. It's their commitment to maintaining the club's unique identity while executing strategic improvements that boost the overall experience and financial health. With Concert Golf Partners, your club gains access to a network of enhanced properties, reciprocal play privileges, and a future free from the burden of debt and outdated facilities. They're not just building better clubs, they're crafting lasting legacies for members and communities alike. If you'd like to learn more about Concert Golf Partners or recapitalization or learning how your members will have no more assessments, head on over to concertgolfpartners.com, set up a confidential call with Peter Nanula, and that's it. Simple as that. Also, be sure to check out our episodes of Board Chats here on Private Club Radio, brought to you by our friends, you guessed it, Concert Golf Partners. It's 2024 and it's time to change the way you vet your new members. Some traditions are worth modifying. The new member process hasn't changed really in the past 150 years, relying almost solely on social relationships and casual interactions, but lacking in factual data. And this is where Kennis comes in, because the traditional application process tells you very little about someone's behaviors and character until now. Kennis has created an innovative and confidential, comprehensive applicant information gathering process that provides an unrivaled depth of information. The world of member vetting has evolved to a new standard, and Kennis is your turnkey solution to meet this new industry best practice. You can rely on Kennis to provide the facts that you need to make fully educated member decisions, because what you don't know can hurt your club and your members. To learn a little bit more or to set up a call, head on over to membervetting.com, fill out the form. You're going to have a chat with Paul Dank. It's going to be good. He's a great guy. Also, be sure to check out our episodes of Member Vetting here on Private Club. And now, everybody, please welcome the one and only Jay Schwendelson. Jay Schwendelson, founder of SubjectLine.com, the number one ranked free subject email grading tool, president of Outcome Media. We have your guru conference. We were just talking. You're like the most known unknown person in the marketing unknown world.
I'm very unknown, especially according to my kids. But I appreciate that. No, excited to be here and, you know, love talking about all this crazy marketing stuff.
And when it comes to such a niche industry, so we're talking about clubs and yeah, you are based out of Florida, which is like Club Central, and you're a member of clubs. So that's why I want to chat, because it's such like a niche-y talk that I feel like you can kind of shed some light, seeing as, you know, you have this view so high of all of everything that that's going on, but also being a member of a club, can you share how to kind of take this big data and use it properly for...
So we're not talking about like 50 Cent, like into club. We're talking about like, no, I'm kidding. That would be amazing. Can you break down for us how to get a table at a Miami club? That's what we want to talk about. He's dancing, at least not on purpose. yes, I am a member of a club down here in South Florida. And I hope all the club people that are listening don't take this wrong way, because I have a lot of friends in the club marketing space. But I am of the opinion that club email marketing is living in the 1980s, maybe 1990s at best, a little bit. And there's the beautiful part about it is I think there are things that club marketing managers and directors can do that can significantly increase the engagement on the emails they're sending out by just doing some of the basics that somehow get missed in the club world. In my opinion, I feel bad saying that, but it's true.
I feel like it's every industry too. Like sometimes I think, you know, it's always like when I'm a little like, you know, hey, it's like, oh, go back to basics. So what, because actually my basics and our basics might be different than your basics. What are your basics?
Well, the easiest win in, so subject lines are a big deal to me, right? And I think that clubs miss the mark with their subject lines. What do I mean by that? Within a club, you have different activities. You have people that play pickleball, people that play tennis, people that play golf, people that are interested in, you know, book club, people that are interested in the upcoming, you know, buffets or whatever. That's what's going on at a club, right? And every time you hit send, very rarely, unless it's like a new fee that everybody has to pay in the club, does everybody in the club care about what's inside that email, right? It's not for everybody. It's always for some subset of people. And if you carve out that subset and you delineate it in the subject line, you say, this is for pickleball fans, right? This is just for the best golfers. You're literally in your subject line. This is for all the foodies out there. You know, this is for the book lovers who wanted whatever. And you actually say, basically the subset audience that you're about to talk about inside the email, you carve it out at the start of that subject line, you will see the engagement on those emails skyrocket. Because what normally clubs do is they just go, new information, new whatever. And it's like, you open it up and it's like, well, or you don't open it up because you think it's for everybody. The secret to email is the sooner you could tell somebody it's for them and not for everybody else, the faster they're going to engage. And I think clubs miss the mark on that a lot.
And once you, so, oh my goodness, because no matter what, so like if the email subject is like for the best golfers only, even if I suck, I'm definitely going to open it, like without a doubt.
Or you can even say secrets of our top golfers, you know, whatever. You want to create that interest that, ooh, I got to check this out. You know what I mean? And that's what you want to do. You want to create that suspense, that little bit of urgency, that little bit of intrigue. I also think clubs don't use emojis not nearly enough in their subject lines. It's like every other category that's marketing to consumers, because essentially clubs are marketing to consumers. They use emojis and they use capitalization in their subject lines. They use all, you know, question subject lines, which do great. And clubs don't. They just write the same basic thing every week. It's literally, if I printed out, you know, emails from all the clubs in South Florida, it would be wallpaper, because it's just like one giant image. It's super boring. Not actually, the club where I live is actually pretty good. They do a decent job, I have to say. But a lot of clubs do not. What's that?
Good save. Good save.
Right. I know. I don't want to be kicked out of my club.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. We heard your episode.
Right. Exactly.
Then right after the email out to the entire membership. Membership kicked out! Exclamation point! Emoji.
That's 100% right. You nailed it. Exactly.
Let's say it's a club, you know, a lot of them I think are nervous to get a little spicy, to kind of shake things up, or, you know, so what about clubs that might feel like it's too spammy, or like it's not the club brand.
You know, I think, and I agree with you. I think clubs get caught up in that, right? Where, oh, we are this kind of club. We can't do this or we can't do that. I'll give you an example. Goldman Sachs, one of the stuffiest brands on the planet, okay? I would say at least 50% of the emails they send out, they use an emoji in their subject line, right? And it's not like their investors say, well, I'm not giving you $10 million this month because you used an emoji. An emoji doesn't have to be a stupid face that's smiling. It can be a calendar, right? It's a graphical symbol. It's something that allows your email to stand out a little bit, right? We're always, I mean, clubs are always sending out stuff like calendar stuff, like mark your calendar, or this is coming up this week, or here's the new whatever this week. You literally put a calendar at the start of your subject line every time you're talking about a calendar thing. And what you have to think about is no one's going deep and getting psychological on, wow, they used an emoji or they didn't. You're trying to stop the person in their tracks for a millisecond when they're doing the social scroll in their inbox and get them to actually see your email that they keep ignoring, right? And so it's just a graphical element to grab their attention. There's lots of different emojis that are not embarrassing, you know, that you can use regardless of what your brand is. And then when you open up your email, there's stuff that you should be doing inside your email that also can be a game changer that I think that clubs are like missing out on.
That is so, I didn't even think about that with the emoji, just using that as like the very first symbol.
Yes.
And if it's like the calendar for whatever, the brain then automatically knows quick, oh, yes, that's something that I usually like. And then when they see the caption, so it's like that double, it just continues the conversation for them.
100%.
Which I think, isn't that a marketing thing? It's like you have to like continue the conversation, yes, as it goes. So it's like from like the first thing then to like the next one, which, yes, then has to lead them to the next.
Yeah, yes, you don't want to break that chain. And the other piece of it, speaking of that chain, is, okay, after the subject line, what do people see? They see the pre-header.
Yeah.
Now, some people call that the second subject line, but essentially the pre-header is that little line of gray text that appears under the subject line before you open it up, right? It's that pre-header, mm-hmm, line. I would say 90% of clubs put this information there. They'll write, if you're having trouble viewing this, click here. That is what they put in their pre-header. And it's so unbelievable to me, because what happens is you haven't opened the email yet. Right. You're looking at it and it says, if you're having trouble viewing this, click here. And you're like, dude, I didn't open it yet. I don't even know if I'm having trouble viewing it. Why is that there? And so what you want to do, exactly to your point, is after the subject line, you continue whatever that offer is in the pre-header. You write, you know, a big new buffet and we're going to have, you know, stone crabs tonight. Okay. And then when they open it up, after you put that information that you're going to have stone crabs in the pre-header, okay, then you put, if you're having trouble viewing this, click here. That format issue information cannot be the start of your pre-header because it makes no sense. And almost every club does that and it drives me crazy and it depresses response.
And, yeah. And it sounds like even dumb to say, but even if, let's just say, you get a 1 or 2% more open rate just by switching that, over time, that's thousands of more open emails, which means thousands more engaged members. And
yeah. And also, you're not so embarrassing yourself. I mean, that's a win, right? I mean, I promise you, you do this stuff and then people are going to be like, wait a minute, I didn't even know that you all were sending out emails. Right. People are like, hello, what's going on? And I also think that clubs, you know, clubs don't view their databases the way that regular marketers do. And I think there's something that they should be doing, which is call it a win back, but it's not truly a win back. But in any club, I'm making this up. You have 10,000 people on your list. Maybe it's a big club, whatever. And you email. Let's say 50% of the people in your database have opened or clicked on one of your emails in the last year. But you have a big chunk of people in your database, in your club database, that have not opened and clicked on any of your emails. And to not carve out that group and then try to do some specific emails to that group, like, hey, you're missing out, you know, or did you know, But specific campaigns to the audience within your club that is just ignoring your emails and bring them back is a fail. Because, you know, if you were a direct-to-consumer marketer and you were, you know, Bombas socks or whatever, all day long they're doing win-back strategies. How do we get them back? How do we get them back? But clubs are like, all right, they don't open up our emails. That's okay. Why is that okay? It's not okay.
As I'm trying to pick up my foot to show you my Bombas sock because right. they email me so much.
Yes, they do. And it works. Look, they have socks on your feet.
Well, and they also have a great return policy. So I've had a bunch of socks that just not even after made like less than a year just started getting like holes in like the sides. I don't know if I put them on too hard or whatever. And they have like no questions asked return policy. You send them a photo and then they say how many pairs and then they just ask you to send those back and then they send you new ones. But then obviously I feel like because I know that they donate socks also. So now whenever I do that, I just feel like I order more socks anyway. So it's like this.
what are you actually doing? I've never heard of a human having holes on the sides of their socks. What's like, wrong with you?
On like on the Bombas, it's like
the point, like it's on the side where all the threading just kind of comes together.
You got to tone down how aggressive you're pulling up your socks. I mean, we might need to have like a moment here because I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's weird. I mean, I feel like that's weird.
All right. Maybe that's why they just handed them over. Like, this dude's weird. Like, no one.
They should, like, flag you in the database. We have a separate kind of flag here for side hole people, which is, like, really strange.
Side anyway. Hole socks. Oh, my God.
Who knew?
Hope you all enjoyed that episode. Jay, thank you so much for being on. Appreciate it. I know I always get a joy from listening from one of the masters of marketing. Jay also hosts one of the world's largest virtual email marketing conference. It's coming up in October, 100% totally free, over 20,000 marketers. It is a wild time. I was able to enjoy some of it last year, and word on the street is you never know. I might be doing a little bit of performing on there. We'll see. Might be seeing me there. But you can learn more over at guruconference.com. And while you're at it, if you have not done so already, head on over to privateclubradio.com to sign up for our newsletter. Stay up to date with all the current episodes we are releasing here on the channel. Hey, like, share, subscribe, thumbs up, reviews, anything you can do to help move our channel forward means the absolute world. Until next time, catch y'all on the flippity flip.